Phoenix and Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It is men's basketball start this second half as they trail Mountain Home 18-8. Here's Gray with it up at the top. Throws over to Davis on the right side. Her three-pointer is up and in. Anna Davis with 7 points now. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead to 7. 18-11 our score as we are 20 seconds into this second half. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles toward the right wing. Now goes back up to the top. Gives it to Tabor on the left side. She drills toward the free throw line, finds Walker on the wing, the right wing. Now goes back up top. Walker gives it to Foreman on the left side. Up top to Tabor. Now Pfeiffer has it between the circles. Pfeiffer will give it to Husky on the right wing. Gives it to Foreman in the paint. She puts up the shot right under the basket, off the glass and in. And a great Foreman in perfect position for that shot. And now a turnover against Benton in the backcourt as they throw it away on the far side from the far sideline. Mountain Home will get back with 6:59 left of the third quarter. That's the 10th turnover against the Lady Panthers in this contest. 20-11, Mountain Home on top. Husky inbounds it to Walker. Now Pfeiffer has it up at the top. She'll throw it to Husky on the right side. Finds Pfeiffer on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Dove for by Tabor. And Mountain Home's going to take a timeout to avoid any type of turnover. 6:40 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leads Benton 20-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement. The only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
.640 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball. Under the basket, Hannah Pfeiffer will inbound on the baseline. Mounts home of 20-11. She throws it into Walker. Now goes to Husky in the left corner. Husky goes up top to Walker now. Over to Husky on the right side. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Davidson. Mounts home will inbound on the far sideline in front of the Lady Bomber bench. Husky will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Walker, who will set up the offense once again. Walker dribbles towards the left side, throws up top to Tabor, finds Husky near the right corner, down on a low block to Foreman, and she's going to be fouled. That foul is called on Mackenzie Davidson. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. Pfeiffer inbounds it to Husky in the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing, gives it back to Pfeiffer, finds Tabor on the low block. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Mally Tabor going to the line for the old-fashioned three. as Mountain Home is once again up by double digits. That foul is on Katie Morrow. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Panthers. Again, 6:09 left of the half. Tabor's free throw is up, no good. Offensive rebound for Walker. Mountain Home sits back up. She throws it up top to Pfeiffer, over to Husky on the left side. She'll take the screen. Now has Davidson right there on her, gives it to Pfeiffer now. Pfeiffer dribbles between the circles. Over to Husky on the left, on the right side. Husky picks up a dribble, gives it to Tabor up top. Now Walker has it. Walker drills between the circles, goes over to the right wing. Throws it up top to Pfeiffer. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Rima Riley for the Lady Panthers. Here's Gray into the front court for Benton. 22-11, Mountain Home on top. Gray drills to the right wing, throws up top to Morrow. Over on the left side to Davidson. Davidson starts to dribble, now picks up a drill, goes cross court to Morrow. She drills toward the free throw line, gives it back to Davidson on the left side. Davidson's going into the lane for the layup, and no, they're going to wave it off. Said she traveled. 11th turnover against the Lady Panthers. Madeline Collins checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Mally Tabor, and for Benton, Rima Riley will take a seat as she is replaced by Caitlin Ginther. 5:01 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 22-11. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the right wing. Gives it to Collins. Back over to Walker. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Katie Morrow for Benton. Morrow throws it into the front court to Gray. She has it on the right side. Now dribbles towards the low block. Going up for the layup. Her shot was blocked by Foreman. Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side, gives it there on the wing to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer takes the screen from Foreman over to Collins. Now to Husky on the left side. Finds Foreman on the low block. She takes a dribble, now gives it back to Pfeiffer. Down to Walker in the right corner. Walker throws it to Collins near the free throw line. Her jumper, good! Madeline Collins with 4 points. 24-11, Mountain Home on top. And Blinton's going to take another timeout. 4:01 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home on top, 24-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASUMH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We are experiencing a few technical difficulties. We are working on the problem right now. We will have the broadcast back in just a few minutes as the Lady Bombers were leading the Lady Panthers here in the third quarter. Stay tuned for more Bomber basketball.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, we apologize again for the technical issues that we are having right now. Right now, Mountain Home is leading Benton 24-13 while we were away. Mackenzie Davidson had a pair of free throws, and it looks like another foul is about to be called on Mountain Home here. Yep. And Mackenzie Davidson is going to be going back to the free throw line. That foul is on Madeline Collins. That's her first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers.
They're saying there should have been a basket counted. Okay, so what it is Mackenzie Davidson had an and one situation. She got the basket and the foul. So she will go to try to convert the old fashioned three with 1:42 left of the third quarter. So it's 24-15, but she can add another point here at the free throw line. And she does. Mackenzie Davidson now has 7 points. 24-16, Mountain Home leading it. 1:42 left of the first half. And we have the third quarter, that is. Walker into the front court, throws it to Martin on the left wing. Goes back up top to Walker. Walker still dribbling up from the top, gives it to Tabor. Now finds Martin on the right side, down a low block to Penn. She puts up the shot blocked by Benton, and Mackenzie Davidson comes up with the basketball. She's back the other way, finds Robertson near the paint, and she's going to be fouled. And Benton will inbound it on the baseline with 1:15 left of the third quarter. Kyra Penn picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. She's going to come out of the game. I'm failed to see who is replacing her. Gray will inbound it, throws it to Davidson. She's going to put up the shot, no good, but heads back to the free throw line as she once again draws contact. 1:13 left of the third quarter. That foul is on Peyton Husky, her second personal foul, team foul number four here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. So Davidson back at the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 3 with 7 points. First shot is up, good. Anna Grace Foreman checking back in, replacing Emma Martin. She gets the Davidson gets this next free throw. All of a sudden, it's a two-possession game. Second shot is up. Good. She now has 9 points, and it's a 6-point Mountain Home lead. 24-18 is our score. Walker into the front court. Throws a spike on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now in double figures with 12 points. 1 minute left in the third quarter as Mountain Home has a 9-point lead now, 27-18. Here's Gray back the other way, throwing it in the left corner to Stringfeller. Her three-pointer, no good, and the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. 45 seconds left of the third quarter, 9-point Lady Bomber lead. Walker into the front court, gives it to Pfeiffer, throws it back to Walker. He has left at the top, very near the half-court line. 30 seconds left. Walker gets some space between her and her defender, Stringfella. Walker still dribbling. 19 seconds left. Now drills to the right side. Now throws up top to Pfeiffer. Over to Husky on the left wing. 7 seconds left. Now Foreman has it. Gives it to Tabor. Up at the top, throws to Pfeiffer. 2 seconds. They're going to have to hurry if they're going to get the shot off. She's going to have to just see that she can't get it to go. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score after 20 minutes of play, Mountain Home leading Benton 27-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more,
1 minute.
Contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imaging Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratesi family at ABC Printing and Imaging Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imaging Things, 425-2610.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, it is Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter. Again, we apologize for the technical issues that we are having right now. Mountain Home leads 27-18 as we are underway for these last 8 minutes. Walker takes the inbound pass into the front court, has it up at the top, throws it to Tabor in the left corner. And now the ball goes to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Her three-pointer, no good. Long rebound chased down by Robertson. She is back the other way, going into the lane for a layup. No good.
Marl gets the offense rebound. Now she's going to be tied up, and it will be Benton's basketball as we are 28 seconds to this final quarter.
And again, we apologize for all the issues that we have been having in this contest. Mallie Tabor's going to check out, replaced by Emma Martin. 27-18, Mountain Home on top. Inbound pass goes to Davidson on the low block. Her layup, no good. A scramble for the rebound, and looks like another jump ball is going to be called, and Mountain Home will get it this time on the possession arrow.